With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Here on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. What does it take to get sacked in New Zealand if you're working for the government? Here I am, reading from the Herald. Cook Strait mega ferry document dumped damning for Kiwi Rail. Oh my God, yes, they've released some papers. All they've been doing is begging for money. At one point, Kiwi Rail assured Robertson, when he was the finance minister, that the worst case scenario, the worst it could ever be, would be an extra 300 million. That's the worst case. You know, it'll be less than that, minister. And then a few months later, they wanted $1.2 billion. And so we get this idea they're going to have these new ferries. They entered into a $551 million fixed price contract. That's good, price fixed. But the cost increases were being driven by the port, what was needed on the land, the infrastructure for the mega ferries, which were already ordered, that were needed to operate. So here was Kiwi Rail embarked on this great program. They're going to get these mega ferries and build a port. So the project was announced when Labor gave them $35 million to progress the design and procurement. There we go. Cabinet couldn't decide on the request for more money until September 23. And they said, here we go, we're going to increase your contingency fund to $750 million. Then they got the request for another $1.2 billion. Then they wanted another $145 million at the election time. Willis wasn't yet sworn in as minister, and the project cost had ballooned to $2.6 billion. And then she got a briefing that had gone to $3 billion. You won't be needing more than 300 million. Worst case scenario. Multiply that by 10, and still it's got some way to go, but the project has been canned, rightly so. But when is everyone in Kiwi Rail about to be sacked? How can you do that? How can you be so incompetent? Well, I think we know this for years and years and years now. Government have been appointed people by their identity rather than their ability. And everywhere you look, we're reaping the consequence. Oh, we need to get a woman on there. Oh, we need to get a Maori to represent the Maori interests. This is not to say that women are capable and able to do things on their merit, or indeed Maori. But if you find yourself having to go out and hunt to get the right sex balance or racial balance on your board or in your organization, you're going to be trading off quality, because everyone's hunting these days for a woman or for a Maori to fill that spot. And you're not getting the best people. There's your problem. Send us a text, 2057. Email me, inbox at realitycheck.radio. You're on Real Talk with Rodney Hyde on Reality Check Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to, or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.